Hello.
She's back, guys. She forced me to bring her back. It's Pippa.
It's me. It's the Pipper.
The Pippler. The Pippler.
The Pippler.
She's back, guys. This is my dear roommate, Pippa. If you haven't heard her, she's been on Epi before during the semester, but
hell yeah.
We need a summer edition of this. I fear we do.
We do. We've had all summer together, so it's like, exactly. It's about time to...
To get
after it.
Yeah, to have some music taste together, if you will. Anyway, so there's not really particularly a theme to this. I was just more wanting to play some music that we both have been into and maybe share some interest in.
I was going to say, if anything, it's like what we listen to on a day at work, because unfortunately that's what our summer has become. It's work and then maybe a little bit of hangout time for 2 hours while we make dinner. Mm-hmm. And this is what we're either playing at work or during that 2 hour dinner time together.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome when we have completely opposite schedules, actually. So we planned for a summer together and got maybe half of a Sunday night every week. So this is that right now. This is our half of a Sunday night.
Yeah,
we get right now. All right. Well, to start us off, the first poll that I have, we'll do two songs for you here. It's Electric Light Orchestra. It's an older song, and I've just been bumping it. It's funny you said at work, because we didn't even talk about this before, but I've been bumping this at work, and it's Evil Woman, and it just actually gets me fired up to paint those walls the same white color over and over again. So it's awesome. Yep. Pippi, your next song?
My song is What You Know. It is by Two Door Cinema Club, and also one of those songs that I've been bumping at work and just like constantly. I really like this song.
It's good. It's a good indie classic, I will say.
Yeah, I was going to say.
As pretentious as that is, it's an indie classic.
It's an indie special.
It's a special. Yeah. Anyways.
Well, right now it's the Pippler special.
It's the Pippler special. Yeah, there you go. All right, we'll start you off with an oldie and a bit more of a recent one.
An oldie and a goodie.
And a goodie. And we'll keep going from there, guys. Keep tuning in.
Hey, woman, you got the blues. get time to realize it's right before my eyes, and I can take it if it's what I want to do.
Well, that was the first batch we had for you guys there. That was pretty fire. I was humming along to What You Know.
Yeah, I love that song, genuinely. No, one of my top favorites, I think. It's such a good song.
Mm-hmm. What's next, Pip?
Okay, next up. So, one thing you guys don't know about me is I am a recent graduate from MU.
Jesus Christ.
Monsters University.
It's a bit because Pippa literally, with her own money, bought a Monsters University hat. And brought it to university, and I said, why do you have that?
It was a gift from the rents.
Yeah,
it was a gift from the rents.
Sure. It's cosplay.
Anyways, so I am a graduate. On that note, my next song is Scary Love, fitting, by The Neighborhood. Also, I cannot go a single day without listening to The Neighborhood. I have a poster in my room. I think I've said this last time. I just love The Neighborhood to death. So Scary Love is my first song.
Okay, and then after that, I was just driving back to Kingston from my hometown, and we were listening to Somber again, and he's released his new single. This was a bit ago, and it took me a couple weeks to grow and like start to really like it, but this one's also very good. It's called We Never Dated, and he's so good at just like finding a punchy like idea for a song that just like with a classy like chorus that just you can hum the whole time, and it's so good.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one. I haven't listened to this song yet, so this is a first time listen for
I'm
me.
Curious to see his newer songs from here on out, because I hate to say it, but his three biggest hits are kind of all the same, just different font.
Right.
Like, big message, and then repeat. Like, it's just you'll hear it, and it's like, okay, this is kind of similar to Undressed, but nonetheless, I like all of them, so I don't mind it.
Yeah, so it fits.
Nice. And then we'll do one more song. Actually, we'll do a three spot, and this is another Pip.
Yeah,
Pip play.
This next one is called 17 Going Under by Sam Fenda. It's just so good. I think I've mentioned this again the last time I was on. I love a good hard hitting not screaming into the mic, but lots of power behind the vocals and the bass and whatever. And yeah. he's just got such a good voice for that. And he's like a strong voice. He's mm-hmm. got a strong voice.
He reminds me of Del Watergap a little bit.
Yes. Love Del Watergap.
Like sounds yeah. kind of the same. And also Brittany Broski loves Sam Fender.
Yes. So. Big fan of Brittany Broski.
So all the same.
And a big fan of Sam Fender.
Sam Fender. Okay.
Sam Fender.
All right, guys. Well, that's the three. This is our Stoke theme. Just Jane and Pippi 2.0. Pippi and Jane.
Pippi and Jane.
That sounds better. Pippi and Jane 2.0. You guys are hearing it here first. This has been Stoke. Keep tuning in. We got lots more to come.
Peace.
You. greatness was forever. I remember snuff videos, cold Septembers, the distances we covered, the fist fights on the beach, the busies wound us up. Do it all again next week in embryonic love. The first time that it scarred, embarrass yourself for someone, crying like a child. And the boy you kicked Tom's head in still bugs me now. That's the thing, it lingers and claws you when you die.
Looks
guys. Welcome back. This, again, if you're just tuning in, is Stoke. This is a nice little radio show out of CFRC. I'm your host, Jane. We just listen to some nice indie music, and I have a theme typically, but today I've got a little guest on, and that's my roommate, Pippa.
Hell yeah.
Heck yeah, bro. Okay. We are heading into the middle half of our show. This one is kind of a shout out to my parents, but they did get tickets to see Coldplay, and I'm a bit jealous about it. It looked actually so cool.
I was going to say, I've seen so many people post about them going to the Coldplay, and I'm just so jealous. It's sent me full swing into like a Coldplay phase right now, because I'm trying to relive it through other people's experiences. So
yeah, exactly. That's awesome. So I thought I'd give an ode to that era I'm kind of in right now and play my personal favorite Coldplay song. It is like kind of a basic song, but it's Paradise.
Yeah.
Love and it. I love Paradise so much. I have such a nice memory of like me and my friend in like grade two, and we were hanging out and driving, and her dad was driving us around in the city, and it was raining, and Paradise was playing.
This genuinely could also be one of my favorite Coldplay songs ever. Love it.
It is super awesome. And then the next song is so good.
Yep. So again, whenever I'm with Jane, I have to have a 1975 song. I know she's a big fan and she's mentioned it. My first ever real like concert ever was 1975, and Jane took me. And this is probably, again, one of the better songs that, or sorry, personally, one of the better songs that they have. I just think it's
I love
so good. It's upbeat. I love the
heart out. It's so good. It's just like a fun little, I don't know, it's got a good beat to it. It's just awesome. I'm so excited to play this. I've been saying I haven't played enough 1975, so.
Which is shocking, because it's we listen to it a lot at the house.
I know. It's just so good.
Yeah.
Anyways, we will play these next two songs. I'm really excited for these two, so please open your ears, guys.
When she was just to say, why don't you take your heart out instead of living in your head?
All right, well, this is getting into the last half of the epi. You just had probably one of my favorite parts of the episode. That those two songs were just
those two
so
songs
good.
Back to back were a great combo.
Great combo, not great better combo than the combo coming songs. Up.
Hell yeah. On that note, recently I've been a big fan of his music, so this is Mystical Magical by Benson Boone.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Moonbeam ice cream.
Okay. Pippa's gonna get kicked out of the booth. She's on her third strike right now, yeah. And that was gonna make me...
I've had a slap to both wrists. Next is a slap to the bottom and a kick. So, yeah, gotta pack it up. Anyways, my next song that I've picked is I Don't Know Why I Like You, But I Do, by The Wombats.
The Wombats.
It's something that Jane has said to me multiple times, so I figured it was fitting for this episode.
Yeah, that's actually the theme song of this friendship, so yep. No, I'm kidding. The Wombats are really good. That was a band that I really liked. Like, I did an episode called My Indie Journey, and The Wombats were a big part of that. Yeah. I really like them.
I know. They're good.
Very good. They have some good hits. This next song I picked is called Neighborhood by Strange Names. This is just like a random song. I actually vividly remember where I heard it. I was sitting at a restaurant in Waterloo, and this was like when Shazam was kind of like embarrassing and you had to use it on Snapchat. And I was sitting out for dinner, and I heard the song playing in the restaurant on the patio, and I was like, whoa, like I need to hear it. Like, quickly pull my Shazam out, because there's no way I'd ever hear it again.
Shazam will never not be embarrassing, I fear.
It's embarrassing, but I'm like also like I want to know new music, especially if I like it out in the wild.
Yeah, no, very true.
So this one I heard.
I will just be ashamed when I pull my Shazam out.
Yes,
anytime, any place, anywhere.
I don't know if you heard, but or saw that meme of this girl Shazamming Bittersweet Symphony at like I think it's the Oasis concert, or like he opens for them, and it's like Verve the openers,
yeah.
And it was just like the guy's like, are you seriously? You're Shazamming this song? It's like the biggest song in history.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's what I felt like, but this song isn't, so, but still awesome. We will get into these two, and then after that we're into the last two, so stick around. Final stretch is upon us.
You
it's already upon us. It's the last two songs of the episode. I'm so sad.
The final countdown.
Okay, I'm feeling really cringy doing that.
Yeah, that was awful.
I really hated that.
That was terrible.
Oh, well, whatever. I've had so much fun having you on, Pippi.
Thanks. I always have fun when I'm here.
I wish you guys could hear some of the things she says when the microphone is off, especially as soon as I click the button off. There's some shocking things said, so
we'll release an
uncut version of this
episode.
We'll
never know.
Okay, you say your last one, and I'll say my last one.
Okay. My last one is Lazy Eye by the Silver Sun Pickups. And this one is actually, okay, as much as I'm like, haha, being silly this episode, this song is actually sentimental only because it reminds me so much of my dad. Mm. And I'm going home this weekend.
Yay.
Back to Berta.
Yes.
I've missed Stampede, so I'm already feeling nostalgic over that.
Yep.
But yeah, this song just reminds me of being home, listening to my dad's music. I actually used to hate this song mm-hmm. when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I've like, I don't know, mature, yeah. grown up. I love this song.
It's kind of nostalgic. I feel like I have the same thing because I didn't really love Silver Song Pickups when I was a kid because it was always on the radio. But yep. now I'm like, every time I hear it, it's like, oh, as a kid, I like this song.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So
this song is, that's why this is my pick. Feeling nostalgic, ready to go home, missing the rents.
It'll be so
and
nice.
Yeah, Lazy Eye.
And you have one as well.
And
it's
I do have one. Yep.
Yep. It's yep. on right now.
I had to wear a patch as a kid.
It's not a joke, team.
Yep.
It
wish
comes
it was.
Out. She has to hit her head to
does.
Undo
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, my last song, again, I've been listening. I love The Killers so much and Hot Fuss, their big album. But I was in the gym the other day and I had full control of the music for the athletic gym, which is awesome. It yep. never happens. And I played Smile Like You Mean It. And I was going to play it here, but we've already heard that. So then I was like, why don't I play another song from that album that's just as good? And it's Jenny Was a Friend of Mine. And there's like probably 10 songs off that album that are just
that goaded. Could go on here, yeah,
back to back. Like, you have Mr. Brightside, you have obviously that's like one of the biggest songs in the entire world, let alone five more other pop hits that were on the top mm-hmm. the top five. So that was my pick. Great song again. I'm excited.
I'm stoked. I'm about stoked. To hit my eye back in place, and we'll
no
get
more,
listening to these two.
No more. I'll let her have her Lazy Eye first song, Lazy Eye, and then she's gotta.
And
she's
then I gotta.
Yep, pat it
knock
on.
It back in. Yep.
All right. Thanks again, Pippi, for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. This has been Stoke. Hope you guys enjoyed, and we will see you next Tuesday.
Bye, guys. Love you.
Bye.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
Diversity Cornwall's 10th annual Pride Parade and Festival is almost here. Join us on July 19th at Lamro Park in Cornwall for our free Pride Festival featuring live entertainment, a barbecue and beer tent, bouncy castles, face paint, carnival games, and more. To learn more about the festival or register for the parade, visit diversitycornwall.ca. Diversity Cornwall would like to acknowledge the generous support of FedDev Ontario in making this event possible.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a single from local indie pop artist Luella, who is unveiling Pretty, a hard-on-sleeve track that covers the dizzy butterflies-in-your-stomach feeling of new love. Blending soft melodies with vulnerable lyrics and lo-fi warmth, this song is a featured offering from the deluxe edition of her sophomore album Summer Bummer, available everywhere now. Unfolding like a love letter, Pretty lingers in soft glances, tangled limbs, and all the quiet moments that make new love feel so electric. It's a tender ode to the surreal, youthful thrill of feeling truly seen and adored for the first time. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream the album Summer Bummer on your favorite platforms and enjoy the single Pretty from it now here on CFRC 101.9 FM.